Blog Talk Radio.
Como en un país extraño me encontré sin ti. No entendía el idioma ni las cosas que viví. Y corrí a buscar sin ver tu rostro entre la gente. Y aún sin conocerte convencido estaba de encontrarte a ti. De encontrarte a ti. Y en medio de mi confusión se alzaba tu bandera. Se enarbolaba como el sol diciéndome que fuera y a ti te siguiera. Y así me refugié en la cruz y en tu bendito amor. Imaginé la vida que ahora vivo en ti, ni la gracia que me diste cuando a ti volví. Mas ahora sé que en ti yo tengo lo que anhelo. Tengo vida plena, tengo paz eterna si te tengo a ti, si te tengo a ti. Y en medio de mi confusión se alzaba tu bandera. Se enarbolaba como el sol diciéndome que fuera y a ti te siguiera. Y así me refugié en la cruz y en tu bendito amor. Se alzaba tu bandera. Se enarbolaba como el sol diciéndome que fuera y a ti te siguiera. Y así me refugié en la cruz y en tu bendito amor. Y así me refugié en la cruz y en tu bendito amor. Y así me refugié en la cruz y en tu bendito amor.
Holy Father, in Jesus' name we pray that you make this show the flag of your kingdom. May the Holy Spirit come upon us, guide us in all the love that we have to share for your salvation, all the praise that you are worthy. Receive it, Father, our gratitude for the sacrifice of your Son, for the suffering for our sins, and bring the glory in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord. Let us hold with your presence, Father, and let your children be blessed, be filled with your manna, with your spiritual food. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to another show that has put in our heart to praise Him for the great sacrifice that Jesus made to all of us. We can be For instance, in these deserts and trials, but to be sure of this, if we are suffering because we have made the decision to praise Him with our life, the rewards will never fail. So I challenge you, brothers and sisters, to praise the name of our Lord Yeshua. I challenge you in faith to give Him the glory, because all that we can be passing now for our growth. Jesus has declared the victory in all situations, and we will be overcomers if we remain faithful to the purpose to dedicate our lives to the service and to praise our Lord. He is the one who was dead and was risen from the dead with the keys from hell and death. No other God has eternal life to give to their followers, their believers. So this is a challenge these days to be faithful until death if necessary. I challenge you to worship, because He has the key for all of our problems, and He can decide to turn your suffering in joy with one word. He can turn your pain in joy, in power, with one word. So let's give Him the praise that He is worthy, not only when we are blessed, not only we are in good situation, but this is the real challenge of the gospel, praising in all the situations, as He is risen. Show your faith now, and our Father is in heaven. We'll take note of your faith, and without faith, you cannot please God. So accept this challenge and praise Him, because He is worthy. So worship our Lord, our Father, our Commander, to the glory of Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, which the scriptures of the Bible talk about. Thank you.
We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today.
Eu não mereço tanto amor. Eu não sou digno do seu perdão. A dor que passou, meu rei e meu senhor, sempre o adorarei. Thank you. aos céus, levantar a minha voz e adorar. Levantar a minha voz e exaltar. Levantar a minha voz só pra dizer. Levantar a minha voz e adorar. Levantar a minha voz e exaltar. Levantar a minha voz só pra dizer. Forte esse aplauso a Ele. Você é livre.
Amen. This song is called Son of Man. It talks about sacrifice of our Lord to free us from all the bondage. We are free to worship Him in spirit, in truth. We have no more limits of space and time to worship our God, because He lives in us. He made us temple of His Holy Spirit. And this is a thing that the devil and the fallen angels, they fight constantly in our lives, even in a way that sometimes we cannot perceive, that they are trying to program us to another kind of worship. So this night we will pray about a special family, very dear brother to us, that are have heavy fights against the systematic program of congregations that have apostated from the real faith, the real kingdom of God, have delivered their service to another God called Mammon. Churches that are transforming people in wild beasts without brains to think. We will dedicate this song to our brother Fire in the altar, and we pray that he and his family can overcome all the deceptions that in the past and in the present Satan is trying to send them, to keep them in bondage of men. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you strengthen the faith, the boldness of your spirit in this family. Make them a lighthouse in the darkness that is trying to surround their lives and all those that are trying to be free. of other yokes that doesn't come from the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray, and we praise in Jesus' name for the awakening that you are doing, not only on this family, but in the ones that they are testifying, and giving double portion of your love, of your courage, giving the double experience with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Angels, and let none of your sheep remain on that bondage of men, of demons, of materialistic gospels. Father, bless your children and give them the victory that you have already conquered on the cross. And judge those who are condemning them for trying to free your children from the deceptions of this day. Bring the judgment, Father, and let them know that you have risen your children, that you have sent your angel there, and you are using this family in your will to bring the freedom you have promised for the faithful ones, for those who really want to follow the Lamb of God. In Jesus, Yahushua's name, we praise you and pray, and you say Amen. Father, fire in the altar, do not stop what you are doing. Don't let this spirit stop you. As bigger is the one who is calling you to do that. You are being used to bring those that are in captivity to the heart of worship, Jesus, their master, their only God and master. So this song is for you, brother.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless words, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, as it goes, every single breath, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're you.
I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. Yeah, it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you.
En la gloria de Dios. Jacó enquanto fugia do seu irmão Esaú. Ao dormir no deserto, ele teve um sonho. E nesse sonho, nessa visão, ele viu os céus abertos, uma escada posta no céu. Os anjos subiam e desciam por essa escada. Então naquele momento ele disse: o Senhor está nesse lugar e eu não sabia. O interessante é que Deus sempre fora o Deus de Jacó. Deus tinha uma aliança com Abraão, com Isaac e também com Jacó e com toda a sua descendência. Mas Jacó ainda não tinha uma aliança com Deus. E naquele momento especial, particular, houve um toque. Jacó foi tocado pela glória do Senhor, pela maravilhosa visão de Deus. E a partir daquele dia, sua vida nunca mais foi a mesma. Jacó então fez uma aliança com Deus. E isso é que fez a diferença na vida de Jacó. Deus tem uma aliança com você, mas você precisa fazer uma aliança com Deus. Você precisa sentir o poderoso toque do Todo-Poderoso em sua vida. E você precisa se aliançar com o toque da glória de Deus e viver mediante a fé neste toque, mediante a fé nessa experiência. Deus tem uma aliança com você e agora Ele espera por ti. Tua presença é thank you.
Amen, brother. Don't worry. Let's pray for your life. Father, in Jesus' name, put our brother, our warrior, in your throne. We lift up our voices to our warrior, brother in arms. Could this be the hand for you, Father, to give him the blessing of your Holy Spirit and remove all the loneliness, all the darkness that is trying to conquer his life and replace it for the joy of his being a child of the King. Father, touch him in this moment with your anointing and replace all the bad things with the hope and the joy and the faith that only you can give to the human heart. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that this touch will spread to all the warriors that are now here, feeling lonely, feeling not the hope of the Holy Spirit, but what the devil is trying to give them, to believe them. Father, change their clothes now to garments of praise. Change the situation now with the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit that only you, Yeshua, can bring on this time. Remove the blindness of their hearts and let them see the victories that you have prepared to each one of us that remain faithful to the purpose to honor you with our life, with all our heart. We praise you, Father, because we know that you are able to do much more than what we are asking now. We praise you, Jesus, because we know that you have the keys to the victory. It doesn't matter how great is the desert. We are sure that there is a promised land for those that doesn't give up, doesn't surrender to the wishes of the devil. Do not surrender, my brothers, because I can testify of the faithfulness of this God. Even in my struggle with this harm now, I am feeling the power of God on this great fight. Those now for the fourth month that I have been attacked, because God has shown by the dark forces putting an infirmity on my arm. That same loneliness I felt during years, but every time my strength ended, the power of the Holy Spirit was coming to renew the faith and the hope for a better life that in that time I was having. And it happened in the time that God has all prepared. So, Father, let them feel now and see the glory, even if your time to bring all the blessings is not ready yet. Praise you, Father, in Yahushua Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, our eyes are tú lo que has hecho tú por mí. Diste amor, me diste paz, tomaste de tu plenitud para llenarme de tu luz. Mi corazón se ha acostumbrado a así vivir, rodeado de tu bendición en mi existir. Tengo razones para vivir, tengo canciones para escribir, tengo una voz y un corazón. Tengo un camino para seguir, tengo un amor para compartir, tengo una voz y un corazón. La, 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 la. Inundado de tu amor, de tu ternura y comprensión, de tu cuidado y tu calor. Cada mañana puedo ver, cuando respiro y miro el sol, que permaneces siempre fiel. Mi corazón se ha acostumbrado a así vivir, rodeado de tu bendición en mi existir. Para vivir, tengo canciones para escribir, tengo una voz y un corazón.
Grace, your grace. the weight. Too much to carry, nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. You traded heaven for a wooden cross. And all these years you carried me. You've been my eyes when I could not.
Amen. Brothers, I felt the Holy Spirit in my heart now to share something with you guys. I hope that this message will touch every one of you and those that are hearing now. I will start with the scripture that I was challenged years ago, in one of my darkest hour, when I decided to be free in Jesus, and I didn't conform with the kind of life that the corrupted systemic church was trying to force the chips to live. And even when not everybody was against me and another brother that was in the same purpose, I was challenged, like you guys are being challenged now. So I will give you first the scripture and then I will tell you the story. You can find this scripture in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, from 57 to 63. It says, from that time many disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Said to him Simon Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? Only you have the words of eternal life, and we believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is John 6, 66 to 69. And as I said before, I will read again the other parts in John 6, 57, 63. As the Father living sent me, and I live by the Father, so he who keeps me, even he shall live by me. This is the breath which came down from heaven. It is not as your fathers that ate the manna and died. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. He said these things in the synagogue, teaching in Capernaum. Many therefore of their disciples hearing this, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Therefore, knowing Jesus in himself, that his disciples murmured, as this said to them, do this offend you? What then if I should see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I say to you are Spirit and life. My brothers, there are times in our path with God, in the real kingdom of God, that we don't understand anymore what we are doing. These are the times when Satan has required to God to tempt us. God allows us because he knows the limits that we can improve. These are the times when we feel lonely, confusion. I myself accused God for he betraying me. There was a night that I pick up my Bible and I throw it to the ground. And that's when God came with one of the biggest, if not the biggest experience with him. I had already talked about this on another shows. Maybe I will be more specifically on another show, but in a few words I can say that God answered me when I reached the limit and I was able to, in a few words, I challenged God as Thomas challenged. He didn't believe anymore that God would resurrect Jesus. And he challenged God. I did the same. I said to him that I could not believe anymore on his promise because I was not feeling his presence. I was alone. And God answered me, came to my room while I was sleeping that night. I was not able to move myself, but I was conscious of the presence of God. The room was full of love. I was breathing love. And that figure entered my room. I was awakening spirit. That figure sit on my bed, pulled me to his chest, put my hand on his hand and start talking to me. Said, even when you cannot see me, even when you don't feel me, even in when you don't understand anything else of your life, I never, never forget you. Because this is the price that I paid for you. And he put my hand on his hand, one of his hands. And I was able to feel the marks of the crucifixion. I had 3 years from my salvation. I had already accepted Christ. But I was I had been conducted to the desert to be purified. So I'm telling you this story not because I am special, but because God chose to bless me, or now tell you that everything that you are feeling now belongs to the project of God. It's a project where you are learning to depend on Him, not on the circumstances. You are learning to wait on your Lord. You are learning to rest on Him, even in the midst of the dangers, of the despair, of the lack of your faith. God is showing you how weak you are without His presence, His guidance in this desert. This is for you, Kudz. This is for you, Heaven. This is for you, Fire. I was someone that had made a covenant with God to serve Jesus when I confront death in my life, imminent death. I was blessed and I kept my word until my strength were ended. But God knew that I was going to fall on my face on that day in the circumstance where I was completely alone. I had my both fathers on the hospital, one with severe cardiac problems and the other one with a stroke on a bed. I had lost my bride because she was on the Catholicism. She wouldn't accept to marry unless on the Catholic Church, and I was not going to do that. I had lost all my friends because of the gospel. They consider me a freak. At the 4 a.m. in the morning, I threw the Bible down and I said to God, "You betray me, Lord. I need you and I don't feel you. I only believe that you are the same God if I touch your hand." And God answered me. I hope that the Holy Spirit can fill your hearts with the sure that this is completely true. Whatever you are passing now, keep this testimony for yourself. As the same God that had appeared to me on that night, it's the same God that kept all His promises in my life. When He healed my mother on a blood sickness, He said, "I had already cured." 1 month later, she was out of the hospital. When He promised me a bride, I had to wait almost 20 years to get the right person. I have felt, I have married first on my own mind. I get tired of waiting for the right person. God removed that person from my life to bring me the person He has already prepared. She has 19 years less than me. She was in Brazil and I was in Portugal, in Europe. This is our God. If you remain faithful to serve Him, even when Satan deceives you, even when Satan makes you feel lost, despair, betrayed by God, This is Jesus. This is the way of the Lord. How he prepares to be soldiers, to do the missions that the commander requires. So do not fall on the trap of Satan. Do not go back. Do not surrender and throw your kingdom's right to dust. Do not go away. Do not conform yourselves with the offerings that Satan is trying to bring now to deceive you, to replace what God is preparing for your life. Maybe you are young. Maybe you're not so young. But remember that Jesus, when he is invited to a wedding, he brings blessings to the grooms and to the bride. On that wedding feast, when the wine ended, lots of guests went away. But those who remained, because they were there, not because of the wine or the food, but because they were really friends of the bride and the groom. These that remained and everything was missing were the ones who drink the better wine. The wine that only Jesus can bring to you, to your life. The joy of the Holy Spirit, the wine of God. So do not go back. He is real. He is smart, more smart than the devil. He is just proving you to approve you, not to forget you. Rejoice on the trial. Rejoice on the desert, because the promised land is right there, even if you cannot see now. Maybe you will reach all your promise tomorrow, and you don't know, but he knows. So take this testimony and do not go back to the old way of thinking, asking Jesus, where, Master, shall I go now? My church has surrendered to Mammon. Do not follow what the spirits are trying to do. Do not ask God where to go, because the answer is not where to go. The real question, to whom to go. There is no other one than Jesus. Ask, and it will be given. Knock, and it will be opened. So do not take out or alliance that you have made with God, because he never, never forgets. May the Lord bless you all in Jesus' name.
Death, where is your stain?
Abba Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up our sister Rebecca, my sister Sweetie, for you to renew their strength, their faith, her faith. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you touch their mind, her mind, her heart now. Make her feel your presence now. We pray for new strength, new anointment, both your daughter. Put your angels around her family now, especially touch, Father, the body of her son, Ben, and remove the pain. Bring, Father, the power of the Holy Spirit above him and make him rest now from that pain. Father, you are able, Father. And we praise you for that, because the world doesn't have the resources we have that are your resources. And we as a family agree, Father, that you are the only one who can bring solutions to the impossible situation. Father, thank you for the suffering of Yeshua on that cross, because it is written that it removed all our pain. You are faithful because you don't give us trials more than what we can support. So, Father, we declare, based on your word, that you are faithful. And we agree that only in Jesus' name the victory can be declared. And we reach our hands to you over this situation for you to bless this family, Father. And we praise you because we know that you are powerful and faithful to answer and surprise us all. And you can do it much more than we ask. So we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We also pray, Father, for the father of our warrior called Walk in Truth. Father, in Jesus' name, we want to ask you, Father, that you do what the doctors cannot do. That your grace come over all the power of darkness, all the infirmities. And not only you bring healing, Father, but also you bring salvation. You bring a renew of faith. That you reveal your Son, Jesus, to this family. To all the hearts, all the veins may be removed. And let your glory shine upon this situation, Father. All the cancers, all the bad things, Father, that have been spreading over the body of this brother are now on the cross, Father. We agree that if you want, Father, you can remove everything with one word, Father, and surprise everybody. You can forgive any sin, Father, that may be uncovered. You can reveal and bring salvation, Father, because your Son is God, is the Word of God. So we take it to your throne of grace, Father, and we ask you, Father, give us this blessing and give the glory to your Son. We praise you, Father, and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, brothers. I know the times are tough, but remember, we are sons of the King. We are not from this world. We are not alone here. Keep these words, because Jesus said that his words are spirit and life. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. And the glory of God is Jesus Christ. He said, if you believe, you will see. And these words are life, are spirit. Focus on his words, not on pastor church words, not on scriptures without context. Focus on his words, because only he has life, and great life to give us. do not be deceived by other voices. Make the other voices to shut up in Jesus' name. Everything is possible for those who believe in Him. We are sons of the King. We are not that guy. We are born again creatures. So do not despair, because if you believe that you are what you are, the power is inside of you. Do not open the door to the thief, because he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy everything that is holy. Do not open the door to other masters, because one own is our master, Yahushua, the Word of God.
Today I found myself after searching all these years, and the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. But I was lost when you found me here, and I was broken beyond repair. And then you
feels like I'm Him alone our Savior. Show the world your love. King of heaven, come.
The cross.